St. Charles employees are preparing to hold a candlelight rally in a couple of weeks to protest their frustrations with contract negotiations. The Service Employees International Union Local 49 notified St. Charles they will be holding this rally on Wednesday, November 2nd. They admit participants will be carrying signs that could be deemed picketing for purposes of the National Labor Relations Act. St. Charles wants the community to know this is not a strike, but a rally by workers who feel they are not being paid fair wages. The hospital says operations will continue as normal and patient care won't be compromised. Union and hospital representatives have several negotiation sessions scheduled in November. Deschutes County Commissioners have notified District Attorney Patrick Flaherty that Sharon Sweet will continue to be an investigator for the office. Flaherty eliminated Sweet's position earlier this month, but Commissioner Alan Unger says they decided the reason Flaherty gave for laying off Sweet doesn't gel.
We're basically responding, saying that there's state law that requires how we treat employees, and we're trying to follow state law, and so that's why we're giving him this response.
Flaherty claims he had to lay off Sweet because of budget concerns, but county officials say the district attorney's office has been under budget by $150,000 this year. Sweet is expected to return to the DA's office next week. Flaherty has not yet replied to the letter. The Benz bicyclist hit near Sisters High School earlier this week remains in critical condition at St. Charles, but is showing signs of improvement. 59-year-old Gary Brown is conscious and is responding. He did just undergo surgery for a blood clot in his brain. Friends like Brad Tisdale say everyone is pulling for him.
Gary has been a generous, warm-hearted, you know, spirited individual in our community, and worked for many, many years, decades, with the theater arts community in Bend. And, you know, as a friend and a colleague, I just wish him the best, and I want people to come out and support him in his time of need.
Brad Tisdale, along with other local entertainers, will be holding a fundraiser for Gary next Sunday, October 30th, at Sisters High School. Gary does not have health insurance, and this will help his family pay for his medical expenses. Earlier today, President Obama announced that the last American soldier in Iraq will be home by the end of the year. In response, U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon issued a statement in support of the president, stating that President Obama was right to lay out the path to end this war during his campaign, and he commends his success in fulfilling that promise. Ben Caring for Troops organizer Diane Brock says it's always a thrill to bring military members home, and she's cautious about the timing.
I do hope that the Iraqis are prepared to provide their own security when we leave, that this is something that the Iraqis want, so that the country doesn't go backwards rather than continuing to move forward positively, so that our troops who've paid the ultimate price will not have died in vain.
Brock has a son who recently returned from a long tour in Afghanistan. The horrific release of 50 exotic animals in Ohio earlier this week has people talking about these wild animals being in people's homes. Central Oregon has a chimpanzee sanctuary in Tumalo. Chimps, Inc. is considered one of the nation's top chimpanzee sanctuaries by wildlife experts. Owner Leslie Day says she's shocked Ohio man Terry Thompson was ever allowed to own that many wild animals.
I don't think the people in the United States realize what a problem having exotic animals is, and how big of a problem it is. It's huge. It's a huge business. We need to close down the dealers. We need to stop the pet trade. We need to stop watching them and laughing at them on TV and think they're cute in the entertainment industry.
Day talked with our news partner, News Channel 21. She says lax laws are to blame for the increasing numbers of people owning exotic animals. And Bend and Mountain View High Schools hear the rally cry, "It is Civil War time." Tonight is the 32nd time the Bend Lava Bears meet up with crosstown rivals, the Mountain View Cougars. Bend High Coach Craig Walker says the kids are ready and the school's been buzzing all week. He says it's always a sellout event and the stadium at Bend High will be packed.
Well, gates open at 5. There's a tailgater. If you're planning on arriving at 6:30, 30 minutes before the game, you probably won't get in until middle of the first quarter, or maybe start of second.
The Civil War is also the KBND Game of the Week. Join our own Dave Jarvis for all the excitement. The pregame begins at 6:45. And coming up at 5:30, a new appointment for State Representative Jason Conger could help the Oregon jobs situation. We'll explain. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.